that we don't want to cut that person a little slack, because God's going to use that same standard when he judges us. And you see, something that God knows that you and I do not know is that God knows our motive. We don't know other people's motives. We know our own, I think. Sometimes we might try to cover that up, but I think that most of the time we know our own motive, that we're thinking deep in, I'm going to do this to try to cover something else up. But God knows our motive. I've been accused a lot in the last few years of having selective hearing. But what about selective vision? In Matthew 7, verse 3 through 5, we are blind. Are you hearing me today? We are blind to the faults in our own life. We're blind to the faults in our own life. Now, a little later on, we're going to see where the Scripture teaches us that the very thing that we accuse other people of, now, we've got to bring this thing home. The very thing that we accuse other people of, we are guilty of ourselves. That's what the Scripture says. The very thing that we accuse others of, we are guilty of ourselves. So what is the log in our eye? Verse 5 talks about. What is it that keeps us from seeing the sin in our own life? Well, I want to give you a couple of suggestions. First of all, pride keeps us from seeing the sin in our own life. My mother had a term for a lot of stuff. She would say, "This is the pot calling the skillet black." Secondly, this is a big word for me, but uncharitableness. It's that where we refuse to be the giver. I'm not even sure that's a word, but not being charitable. We don't have a giving heart. So those two things, pride, keeps us from seeing the blind spots in our life, and our own greediness keeps us from seeing the blindness in our own life. Keeps me from seeing the blindness in my own life. Now, through the years, I've had a few folks that were honest enough with me to be able to point out some blind spots that I've had. And in every situation, I did not see it. In every situation, I did not see my own blindness. They pointed that out and said, "This is how you are." No, I'm not that way. I am not that way. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You have a blind spot in that particular place. A lack of love or no love for the unlovely. Romans 2 says that we're guilty of the very thing